stopped us before.
No, but I just thought it would be a good idea to throw a little bit of a warning out there.
Odd in a funny way, odd in a dirty way,
as in these stories, that this is where we kind of look at people's weird behavior. Two of these are really, really weird. All right, we'll start with the least weird. All right, this is just an idiot robber. A woman in Bremerton, Washington, was waiting on a ferry Tuesday of last week. Guy came up behind her, hit her in the back of the head, stole her purse, stole her iPod, and some other stuff. Took off. Now, she didn't see anything about this guy other than he had a triangle tattoo on his neck. All right? So, kind of like Tom's. The next day...
Tom says mom, by the way. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought... Well, see, from the angle I've seen it, I thought it said wow.
No needle will ever touch my body.
The next day, she got a friend request on Facebook from a 28-year-old guy named Riley Allen Mullins. And guess what? He has a triangle tattoo on his neck.
That's weird, wanting to be Facebook friends with someone who you've just cold-cocked in a parking lot somewhere.
It's exactly what happened. The guy who robbed her took her license, got her purse, and so forth. He got her name and decided to friend request her on Facebook. The cops...
Got to look at some of the selfies in her phone and decided, hey,
this girl's kind of hot. You know,
maybe not crazy, because if he wants to steal her identity, imagine all the stuff you could get if you already have something from the person, like their purse, and suddenly they friend you on Facebook. What's your mother's maiden name? Bang, I got that. Where'd you go to school? Oh, all those security questions that are normally asked, you suddenly have all that info.
Interesting. Very good point.
Now he's going to jail.
The cops caught up with him, and now he's going to be spending some time with other friends. All right.
Yes.
Here is the first of the disturbing. 42-year-old David Truscott of Exeter, England, has a bit of a strange...
Fetish?
Fetish, yeah, you could call it a fetish. An appreciation for nature. Yeah, let's go with it that way. He lives next to a farm in Cornwall, England.
Yes.
Tell me he's not doing something with the cows.
No, not with the cows directly. 8 years ago, he approached the owner of the farm and said, "Hey, would you mind if I got naked and rolled around in the cow dung?"
Oh. I would mind that.
That's exactly right, what the farmer said. The farmer told Clive Roth, he said, the farmer told David, his name is David Truscott, like I said. Clive is the farmer. He said, I don't want you rolling around at all. Go away, that's nasty and disgusting. Ever since then, the farmer has been terrorized by this guy. Threatens of killing his family, kidnapping, burning down the farm, slaughtering the cattle, all of this. This guy has gone to jail 4 times for making threats. He recently was sentenced now, I guess it just got too much, 5 years in prison. Yeah,
obviously, he has some mental issues to deal with here.
No. It's perfectly normal to want to roll around in cow poop. All right, now this one is the really disturbing one. Pennsylvania. Gary Dudek of Wallingford, Pennsylvania, was a sales rep for a medical supply company that provided skin grafts to Mercy Philadelphia Hospital. And they had an open account with him to order as many skin grafts as they needed. So from November of 2011 through July of last year, Gary, the sales rep, ran up a bunch of extra skin graft sales on their account without anybody knowing.
What is he using the extra skin grafts for?
Nobody knows, but he was hoarding human skin.
Ugh.
The police got involved and began an investigation. You know, the books weren't adding up correctly. They found that he had stolen $357,000 worth of human skin, and no one knows why.
Well, at least he wasn't harvesting it himself. He was getting it from a company and not pulling an Ed Gein on us.
But still, dude, $375,000 worth of human skin. Why would you do that?
Well, Ed Gein made lampshades out of it, and you know.
Well, at least he decorated his
couch covers and.
A completely logical reason for this, just like the other guy and the Facebook friend. Suppose you wanted to create a black market for people who were afraid that their fingerprints or other identifying material about them might be found.
Maybe selling the skin on the black market?
Mm-hmm.
not so much, you know, holding people.
Where would you go to do that? How would you, if we wanted to sell some human skin on the black market, who would you contact?
Yeah, let's find out, because we can sell those toenail clippings that are in the house.
The van has gotten nasty all of a sudden.
It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
It's only 2 years old. It's just nasty.
When's the last time it got detailed?
That's a good question.
Probably never.
Let's fix that.
Detailed?
Yeah, let's fix that. We got some appearances we got to do. Let's get it spiffed up. All right, from the world of showbiz and sports, Arsenio Hall's late night talk show has been canceled already. So finally, I guess a little good news for Donald Sterling, huh? Kylie and Kendall Jenner have written a science fiction thriller. It's about a scary future society where people get fame and fortune only when they work hard and deserve it.
Wait a minute, is this true?
Yeah.
The Jenner sisters have written a book?
Yeah.
That's the air coming out of our brains.
TMZ apparently posted a video of a 15-year-old Justin Bieber telling a racist joke and dropping the N-word. In related news, Donald Sterling is now a Belieber. Oprah Winfrey revealed details of her final exchange with Maya Angelou. And as you probably expect, the conversation, it was 15 straight minutes of sassy exclamations of, "You go, girl!"
No.
No?
Thanks for putting me on your book club. You're welcome.
Zachary Quinto turns 37 years old today. Now, he's the actor that plays Spock in the new Star Trek movies. Now, he almost did not get the part, however, because when he went to give a guy the Vulcan neck pinch, it kind of turned into a back rub. Nervous laughter. LeVar Burton has now...
That's the best one so far.
Thank you.
For those who know. Yeah, go ahead.
LeVar Burton has now raised $2.6 million on Kickstarter in his campaign to reboot Reading Rainbow. Though, I bet he'd trade it all in if your grandmother could just once tell him apart from Ben Vereen.
That's not so good.
Huh? Former Microsoft CEO...
Yes, it is in a bad sort of way.
Well, in a Donald Sterling sort of way. Okay.
Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer apparently has purchased the LA Clippers for $2 billion. Or I guess they worked that out, $1 billion for every winning season that they had?
Yeah, just about.
Ballmer said he likes the Clippers because they're basically the Microsoft Zune of L.A. basketball. The U.S. traded 5 Taliban prisoners for an Army sergeant who had been held by the Taliban for 5 years. We got the last laugh, however, because one of the prisoners is actually Dennis Rodman in a fake beard. The study... And last but not least, a study found that sleeping in a room with too much light increases the chances of obesity in women, especially if that light is from the refrigerator door.
There's the one.
Thank
Bang.
You. Bang. Please use all the information we've provided to you for good and not for evil.
Let's face it, the American workplace isn't what it used to be. Used to be a guy could be a complete cad and get away with it.
Come sit on my lap and take dictation.
Jerk!
But with all these sexual harassment rules, one strike and you're out.
You're fired. Get out!
But not if you come work for the government.
Yay!
That's right. State, local, and federal governments can't fire you for being a complete jerk. So, you could be mayor of San Diego.
The behavior I have engaged in over many years is wrong.
A mayoral candidate from New York.
As I've said in the past, these things that I did were wrong.
Heck, you can even be president of the United States.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
All you have to do is become a Democrat. And you could leave women in submerged cars, have a male prostitute working out of your apartment, or even hire teenage prostitutes in the Dominican Republic. And your party will look the other way.
Excellent.
Party like it's 1979. With the Democrat Party. Putting the party in politics for over 50 years.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.